Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Zayin. The Mishnah said on Chavav Amid Beis, Shefer Shel Rosh Hashanah Shel Yoel Pashut, Upiv Mitzupe Zahav. The Gemara asks, V'hotanya, but we learned in a braisa, Tzipoh Zav, V'mokam Anachas Piv Pasol. How could the Mishnah say that you cover the mouthpiece with gold if the Braisa says that if a person covers with gold in the place where he puts his mouth, it's possible only if he puts it shalei b'makam anachas piv, it's kosher. Amar Abaya ki tanan nami mas nisin shalei b'makam anachas petanan. When the Mishnah says upiv mitzup ezav, it doesn't mamish mean in the place where you put your mouth, but rather it means shalei b'makam anachas peh. Now we have to understand what exactly is the mitzias of tzipo zav b'makam anachas piv, and why is it possible? The Ramban, in Kisvei HaRamban Chelek Aleph, in his Drosha to Rosh Hashanah on Omad Resh Lamed Vav, in Maduras Mesada Rav Kook, has two mahalchim to explain what it means, makam anachas piv. In his first pshat, he learns that the person added gold to the Ivi HaShofer. In other words, he extended the Shofer by adding like a tabas of gold to the Shofer, and he's blowing into that tabas of gold. This is also how Tosfos learns on Amud Beis, Dibur HaMaschil Tzipo Zav V'Makom Anachas HaPeh, and also the Rosh, over here in Perek Gimel, Simen Gimel. The Ramban says, a second Mahalach, that even if you don't extend the Shofer with gold, but rather at the top of the length of the Shofer, you surround the Shofer with gold, Samuch L'Roshoi B'Tzad HaKotzer, near its end on the narrow side, it's possible, because the Baal Tekeya puts the Shofer a little bit into his mouth, and his lips cover over the Shofer, and the reason why it's possible is because there's a hefsik between his mouth and the Shofer, and the Ramban fears eyes. That if a person would hold the Shofer away from his mouth and he would blow in it and a sound would come out, it would be possible. Meaning, says the Ramban, from the fact that you see that if you have a hefsik of zahav between his mouth and the Shofer, it's no good. So from there we see that if you hold the Shofer away from your mouth and the Shofer is not touching your mouth, and you would blow, and a sound would come out, it would be possible. The Tor in Simen Tovkuf Pei Vav brings down these two pshatim that the Ramban says, and it's clear from the Tor that only according to the second pshat, the psul is because of chatzitza, and we could learn out from here that if you hold the shofar away from your mouth and you blow, that it's possible. But according to the first pshat, that he extended the shofar with a tabas of zav, and he's blowing into the gold, then the psul has nothing to do with chatzitza, and you cannot learn out from here that if you hold the shofar away from your mouth, that it's psul. What is the psul according to the first pshat of the Ramban? The Torah is telling us it's not because of chatzitza. So you could learn like this. If you look in Rashi, Rashi says, "B'makom anachas peh psul." Because the tkiyah is in gold and not in the shofar. Rashi says similarly on the Gemara on Amud Beis when it says tzipozov mi bifnim pasul, if a person covers the inside of the shofar, the halal of the shofar, he covers it with gold, it's pasul. Over there also Rashi says shahatkiyah bizov, because you're blowing gold. Now over there, where the gold is in the inside of the shofar, there's definitely no chatzitza between his mouth and the shofar. So you see that when Rashi says, shatkiyah bizav, aloy b'shofar, this means something else than chatzitza.
What does it mean? It means that since we need koil shofar, and over here when you're blowing into a tabas of zav, so the koil that we have is a koil zav. It's not a pure koil shofar. And if you look in Rabbeinu Manayach on the Rambam in Perek Aleph Mehilcha Shofar Halacha Vav, it's clear that there's two separate pshatim over here how to explain the psul of Tzipo Zav, a makam anachas piv. In his first pshat, he says that the psul is mepnei shehazav chaitzitz, because the gold is a chatzitza. And then he says, inami mishim deba'inon kol shofar, v'hacha leka kol shofar ela kol zav. Over here, we don't have a kol shofar, we have a kol zav. So, in other words, we have two mehalchim over here, how to explain the metzius of where exactly the gold is. Did you cover over the oivi hashofar by extending it with a tabas of zav? Or did you cover over around the top of the length of the shofar with gold? According to the first pshat, the problem of tzipo zav, amakam anachas pez, because you're blowing into gold, so you have a kol zav, not a kol shofar. According to the second pshat, the problem is because you have a chatzitza between your mouth and the shofar. When you put the shofar into your mouth and your lips are covering over the shofar, there's a chatzitza of zav. And only according to the second pshat do we have a mekar that if you would hold the shofar away from your mouth and your mouth is not touching the shofar, so it would be possible. And that's why la halacha we find that although the Mechaber paskins in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Vav Sif Yud Tes that if a person held the shofar away from his mouth and he blew in it and a sound came out, it's possible, but still the Mishnah Berurah says over there in Sif Katan Ayin Vav that he should re-blow a second time ubali bracha without a bracha. Because since this psul is only according to the second pshat of the Ramban, but if you learn otherwise, there's no mikar for this psul, so therefore you should re-blow without a bracha. Comes along the Pri Chadosh in Simen Tav Kuf Pei Vav Sif Katan Yud Tes, and also the Avnei Nezer in Eirachayim Simen Tav Lamed Beis, and they ask Akasha on this that the Ramban says in his second Mahalach, that from the fact that if there's a hefsek of zav between his mouth and the shofar, that it's no good. From there you learn out that if his mouth is not touching the shofar, there's a hefsek of avir between his mouth and the shofar, that it's no good. They ask, how can you prove from gold to avir? By gold, there's a chatzitza. But by avir, there's no chatzitza. It's just that his mouth is not touching the shofar. And the Avnei Nezer brings a raya that avir is not considered a chatzitza, because the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chavtalet Amud Aleph learns out that there can't be a chatzitza between the raglei hakehanim and the ritzbah of the azara. When the kehanim do the avoda, there can't be a chatzitza between their feet and the floor of the azara. And yet the Gemara over there in Zvachim Daf Chavav Amud Aleph has a shaila nitla v'kibel. If there was a kohen that was hanging in mid-air and he accepted the blood, is his avoda kosher or not? And the Gemara says that the only reason why it's possible is because ein derech sheirus bekach. It's not the derech to do avoda hanging in mid-air. Frek Avnei Nezer, why does the Gemara have to come on to ein derech sheirus bekach? Why don't you say that it's no good because there's a chatzitza of avir between his feet and the floor? So you see from there, says the Avnei Nezer, chatzitza only means when there's a dover mamashi, there's a substance between his feet and the floor. But if it's just avir, that's not considered a chatzitza. So how could the Ramban learn out from the fact that zav is chaitzitz between his mouth and the shofar, that that's a problem, that hu adin, if he holds the shofar away from his mouth, that's a problem. By zav, there's a chatzitza, but by avir, there's no chaitzitz. Also, the Avnei Nezer over there brings a kasha from the Chelkas Yoyev in Simen Gimel, and also the Sfasemis over here asks the same question, that the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, says a klal of kol l'na'isai einai chaitzitz, that anything that's on the lulav to beautify the lulav is not going to be a chatzitza between his hand and the lulav. So therefore the Gemara says that even if you hold lulav ein sarach eged, that you don't have to be ma'aged the lulav with the hadasim and the arabis together. But if a person does, he is ma'aged them together, and he'll hold the lulav in the place where they're agudim biyachad. That band that's used to hold them all together is not going to be a chaitzitz between his hand and the three minim, because since by putting on this band, it beautifies the lulav, it beautifies these minim that they're agudim biyachad. So therefore, kol inoisei inechaitzitz, anything that's there for noi is not a chatzitza. It's batal to the lulav, since it beautifies the lulav, it's nitbal to the lulav, it's not a chatzitza. So frek the chalkas yoyav and the svasemes, so why over here when you put gold on the top of the shayfer, around the top of the shayfer, why is that considered a chatzitza between his mouth and the shayfer, since the gold is there to beautify the shayfer? So you should say, kol inoisei inechaitzitz. Says the Avnei Nezer that one kasha answers the other. Since the Ramban was bothered that the Zohav is here for Noi, and yet still you see that the Zohav is chaitzitz between his mouth and the Shofar, so you see over here that there's a special din that your mouth has to actually touch the Shofar. And since there's a din of Negiyah Mamish, it doesn't help that in Halacha it's not considered a chatzitza. Because Seif Kol Seif, you don't have a physical touch between his mouth and the shofar. And therefore, says the Ramban, since you see that there's a din negiyah, so therefore if a person is marchik his mouth from the shofar, he's not going to be yaitza because his mouth is not touching the shofar. Where do you see such a concept that where you need negiyah mamish, then even though in Hilchas Chatzitza, it's not considered a chatzitza, but it's still not maspik for a din negiyah. Says the Avnei Nezer, the makar to this is from the Ramban in Hilchas Becheiris, Paragimel Halacha Lamed Hei. The Ramban is going on the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Ayin Omed Aleph, which according to Rabbeinu Chananel's Girsa, has a shailah, Karachosei Achaisei V'Hitziyosei Mahu. What if you have an animal that never gave birth, and the shaila is legabe kedushas bechayra? If you have a male and a female being born together, and the male is coming out first, feet first, but the female's legs are wrapped around the head of the male. So when he comes out, his head didn't touch the rechem. So the Gemara has a shaila if this zachar has a kedushas bechayra or not. So the Ramban is bothered, why shouldn't there be kedushas bechayra over here? Min b'minay ein eichaitzitz. It's a klal in shas that if you have two things that are the same min, that's not considered a chatzitza. So since the nekeva and the zachar are the same min, so why should the legs of the nekeva be a chatzitza between the zachar and the kesle harechem? So why shouldn't it be called peterechem? Says the Ramban Yisayid that min b'minay eichaitzitz b'bechar. The Gemara has it said that min b'minay is chaitzitz by bechar. The peterechem amar rachmana. Says the Ramban, where you need negia, when you need the physical touch, it won't help min b'minay einay chaitzitz, because you still don't have the physical touch between the male and the kaisle harechem. In other words, where does min b'minay einay chaitzitz help? That's, let's say, by lulav. The Torah said, ulekachtem lachem, b'yayim arishan, you have to take a lulav. So let's say you have something that's mimin halulav, that's between your hands and the lulav. On that I say that that's called that you made a lekichas lulav. There's no din that your hand has to physically touch the lulav. There's a din that you have to make a direct lekicha on the lulav. So as long as you have something that's nitbal to the lulav, something that's bottled to the lulav because it's the same min as the lulav, so then I consider it that you made a direct lekicha on the lulav. If you have a dover zar that's mafsik between your hand and the lulav, so that's not called that you made a direct lekicha on the lulav. But as long as you have something that's nitbal and bottled to the lulav, that's called that you made a direct lekicha on the lulav. But there's no din that you have to physically, your hand has to physically touch the lulav. It just has to be called that you made a direct maisa lekicha on the lulav. But in certain places, the Torah was matzrich negiya mamish. The Torah needs the physical touch. So then, min b'minay einay chaitzitz is not going to help, because you still don't have the physical touch between the Bechor and the Kais Leharechem. Says the Avnei Nezer, that's the Pshat over here also. Since we see that Zav is Chaitzitz between his mouth and the Shofar, and we don't say over here, Kolina Isayena Chaitzitz, why not? Must be because over here we need the physical touch between his mouth and the Shofar. So it's not going to help that you have something that's there for Noi that's bottled to the Shofar. Because Seif Kol Seif, you don't have the physical touch between his mouth and the Shofar. So therefore, says the Ramban, that Hu Adin, if a person's going to be marchik his peh from the Shofar, it's not going to be good because you don't have Negiah. From where did Chazal know that by Shofar there's a din Negiah mamish? If you look in the Kiryas Sefer, in Perak Aleph, Mehilcha Shofar, he says, V'taymo de pasul k'shetzibo b'mokem anochas peh. The reason why it's pasul when you cover the Shofar with gold in the place where you put your mouth, the einoi magia piv l'shofar, it's because your mouth is not touching the Shofar. Uksiv v'havarta, it says v'havarta Shofar trua. De mashma de hu atzmai mavir hakoil b'shofar, which is mashma that he himself has to blow the coil through the Shofar. V'hainu k'shemagia l'shofar, and this is by touching the Shofar. So the Kiryas Sefer is telling us that Chazal saw in the word v'havarta this special din, that by Shofar there's a din negiya mamish, and therefore it doesn't help kolin ha'isayin ha'chaitzitz, and that's how we know that if a person is marchik his pet from the Shofar, he will not be yaitze. So to summarize, the Ramban said in his second Mahalach that Sipoz of the Mokam Anochas Peh means that he put the gold at the top of the Shofar, at the top of the length of the Shofar, and be'ofin that the Zav is chaitzitz between his mouth and the Shofar when he puts it into his mouth. And it's possible because there can't be a hefsik between his mouth and the Shofar. From this, the Ramban learns out that Hu Adin, if a person holds the Shofar away from his mouth, and there's avir between his mouth and the Shofar, and he blows and a sound comes out, it's no good. There's two kashas on the Ramban. First of all, how can you prove from a chatzitza of Zav to Avir? Avir is not a chatzitza like Zav is. Secondly, there's a klal of kolina isayin echaitzitz. Anything that's there to beautify a thing is not a chatzitza. The Avnei Nezer answers with a yesoid that the Ramban says, b'negea b'chor, that we don't say min b'minay ein echaitzitz, where it's an area where the Torah requires Negiya Mamish. And therefore, says the Avnei Nezer, since over here we see that although the Zav is there for Noi, still it's a Chatzitza, it must be because by Shofar there's a Hecheredin that you need Negiya Mamish. And on that, it's not going to help that something is there for Noi and it's Nitbal, it's Batal to the Shofar, because Seif Kol Seif, his lips are not physically touching the Shofar. And therefore, the Ramban said, if you see that there's a din negiya, so Hu Adin, if he's marchik his mouth from the Shofar, it's not going to be good. And the Kiryas Sefer says that the Mekor for this halacha, Chazal knew it from the fact that the Torah says v'havarta, which means that he has to blow it in a way that his mouth is physically touching the Shofar. Moving on to the next inyan, the Gemara asks, on this that the Mishnah says, Ushtechat Tzaytzeis Min Atzdodim, that in the Beis HaMikdash, on Rosh Hashanah, besides for blowing the Shofar, they also had two Chatzaytzeis, two trumpets from the sides. The Gemara asks, Utrei Koli Mimishtami, can you hear two sounds at once? V'hotanya Zochar V'shomer B'dibur Echad Nemru, Mashein HaPeh Yechayla L'daber V'ein HaOizen Yechayla L'shmaya. It says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said by the Aseres HaDibrais, Zochar v'shomar in one shot, that was something that the ear is not able to hear. And if so, how can you be yaitze the mitzvah of hearing the Kol Shofar on Rosh Hashanah if along with the Kol Shofar you have Chatzaytzeis blowing with it? The Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis explains that the Gemara's question is not on the Chatzaytzeis as well, that how can you be Yotze
your mitzvah of chatzaitzris if there's shofar along with it, because he says, she'ein chatzaitzris chiyuv lishmiya. There is no chiyuv to hear the chatzaitzris. The chiyuv of chatzaitzris is just, like it says in the pasuk, v'chatzaitzris v'kol shofar hariu lefnei ha-melech Hashem. The din to blow the chatzaitzris in the mikdash along with shofar is just a din to blow. But there's no mitzvah to hear. So the Gemara never had a question on the chatzaitzris. And the Ritva also says the same thing. When he's explaining the Gemara's kasha of Lameimra Dutre Koli Mishtami, he says, Perish Sheyishma Kol Shofar, Shehu Mitzvah Sayyami Bein Shnei HaChatzaitzris. The Gemara's kasha is on the Shofar. The Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah Shin Pei Dalid, Ois Tes, also is Medayik from the Lashon HaChinuch over there, and from the Rambam, that the mitzvah of chatzaitzris is just a mitzvah to blow and not a mitzvah to hear. On that, the Gemara answers, Lekach marach b'shofar. That's why the Mishnah says that you lengthen the koil shofar more than the koil of the chatzaitzris in order to hear the koil shofar by itself. On that, the Gemara asks, so you're telling me that when you hear the end of a tkiyah without the beginning of a tkiyah, your yaitze? And memela, a tchilas tkiyah, belay seif tkiyah, you're also yaitze? But it can't be, because it says, hatekeh l'seich ha-bayr, l'seich ha-dus, l'seich ha-pittis, im kol shefer shama yatza, im kol avara shama la yatza. And the Gemara asks, amai, leipuk b'tchilas tkiyah, mikmi del arvev kolo, why can't you be yaitze with the beginning of the tkiyah before the kol gets mixed up with the Koil Havara? So therefore the Gemara says, Elo tarti koli mechad gavra loy mishtami, mitre gavri mishtami. The Gemara answers that when do we say tre koli loy mishtami? That's only when it's coming from chad gavra. Like by Matan Torah, Zohar v'shamer b'dibur echad was coming from one source. But mitre gavri, if it's coming from two different people, then it is mishtami. So over here, the shofar and the chatzaitzris are coming from Trey Gavri, so then it is mishtami. And that the Gemara says, it's not true. I mean, Trey Gavri mi mishtami. But it says in the Braisa that when it comes to Torah, you can only have one person laning and one person being mitargim. But you can't have one person laning and two people being mitargim. And Kolshkein, you can't have two people laning. So you see that even Trey Kali mi Trey Gavri is loy mishtami. So the Gemara says, "Halay dam yala l'seifa, b'halalu v'megillah afilu asara kairin." That our case is like the seifa of the Braisa, that it says that by halal megillah you could even have 10 people laning together. So you see, alma kivan de chaviv yoyev daite. So you see that since it's something that's beloved, it's something that's dear, so a person could be focused, he could concentrate. So hachinami kivan de chaviv yoyev daite v'shama. So over here also, since Shofar is Chaviv, so it's something that he could be focused on, he could concentrate on, and he could hear the Koil Shofar. Elo lomo marach b'Shofar, so then why are you marach in the Shofar if he's able to hear the Shofar along with the Chatzaitzris? It's only Leidash and Mitzvah Sayyim and Shofar in order just to show that the Mitzvah Sayyim is b'Shofar. So now, l'maskanas ha-Gemara, you can klarach hakira. Now that the Gemara is saying that the reason why you're able to hear the Kol Shofar is because it's Chaviv, are we falling off this that we said before, the chilik between Chad Gavra and Trey Gavri? And now, even if you would have Trey Kali from Chad Gavra, when it's Chaviv, you're able to hear? Or, even the Maskanas HaGemara, that when it's chaviv, you're able to concentrate and hear, but that's only b'tziruf, the fact that it's trei koli mitrei gavri. That over here, the shofar and the chatzaitzris were coming from two different people, so when it's from two different people and it's chaviv, then you're able to be focused and hear. There are many rayas to the second sad, that even the maskana, you need that it should also be Trey Kali Mitrey Gavri along with Chaviv. First of all, the Yom Truah proves this from the fact that it says that Zohar v'Shamar b'dibur echad nemru, Mashein ha'peh yechayla l'daber v'ein oizen yechayla l'shmaya. that by Matan Torah was a nace that Klal Yisrael was able to hear, because really this is something that's Ein Ha'is and Yechayla L'Shmaya. Why is it something that's Ein Ha'is and Yechayla L'Shmaya? Over there it was Chaviv. And the Gemara says, L'maskana, that Trei Kali by Chaviv, you're able to hear. Zakti Yom Trua, no, because since over there was Mechad Gavro, it was coming from one source, so therefore it was Ein Ha'is and Yechayla L'Shmaya. Also, the Rashash proves this from Rashi on Daf Chav Ches Amad Aleph, because over there, Rashi explains that when it says that if a person blows into a pit, or into a dus, or a pitis, it says, Im kol shefer shama yotza, vim kol avara shama lo yotza, Rashi teaches, Im kol shefer shama beloi kol avara, if he heard the kol shefer by itself, without the sound of the echo, yotza. But im kol avara shama, im kol ha-shefer, but if he heard the echo with the kol ha-shefer, lo yotza. That means Rashi learns, im kol avara shama doesn't mean that he only heard the echo, but rather im kol avara shama means if he heard the echo with the kol ha-shefer, he's not yotza. Frektor Rashash, why is he not yotza? Ay, trei kali, mishtami, when it's chaviv, and shefer is chaviv. Zakter Rashash, that since these two kailas are all coming, Mechad Gavra, the Kail Shefer and the Kail Avar are coming from one Gavra, so over there we say, Trei Kali Lai Mishtami. Furthermore, the Agoy Sashri on the Rosh in Paragimel, Simon Aleph says that if one person is blowing a Shefer and one person is blowing Chatzaitzris together, Yotza Bitkiya Shefer, the Trei Kali betray Gavri Mishtami. He's Yotze with the Tkiya Shefer because two sounds from two people are Mishtami. But still, by Torah, you can't have two people laning. So the Beis Yosef, in Simen Tov Kuf Peiches, asks on the Hagoy Sashri, why is the Hagoy Sashri saying that because Trei Kali betray Gavri Mishtami? That's the reason why you're Yotze by Shefer? That's only the Havamin of the Gemara. But according to the Maskanas HaGemara, the reason is because it's Chaviv. So why is he saying because of Trei Kali betray Gavri? That's not the reason. So the Bach over there and the Taz over there and Sivkot and Gimel and the Sfas Emes all say that the Pshat and the Agoy Sashri is Pashit. That the Maskanas HaGemara, you need both things. You need Trei Kali betray Gavri plus Chaviv. And that's what the Agoy Sashri fears eyes. That by Shefer it works because Trei Kali betray Gavri Mishtami. He's clearly saying that regularly Trei Kali betray Gavri is Loi Mishtami. He means when you have Trei Kali betray Gavri along with Chaviv, then it's Mishtami. But if you would have Trei Kali Mechad Gavra, then even if it's Chaviv, it would be Loi Mishtami. And this is also Mefurish in Rashi on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. The Gemara over there says that if a person heard Teshat Kiyos Mites B'nei Adam Ke'echad Lo Yotza, if you heard nine Kailas from nine people at once, you're not Yotza. Rashi says, why not? Because Trei Kali Lo Mishtami. Kach Peirusha Lefi Mashakosav Bisfarim. That's how you have to explain the Gemara according to the Girsa of Lo Yotza. On that Rashi asks, V'lav Milsahi. But it's not true. Because the Gemara said before that when you have two kailis from two different people, it's mishtami. Says the Bach over there in Hagoy Sabach, Hainu b'shoifar shehu chaviv. Rashi means that trei kali mitrei gavri mishtami by shoifar, which is chaviv. Kedemasik lehel de dafka tarti ba'inon. Like the Gemara says, lemaskana, that you need both conditions. Mitrei Gavri v'gam Chaviv. You need it to come from two different people, and plus it has to be Chaviv. And this is also Mefurish in the Ramban, in his Drasha to Rosh Hashanah, in the Kisvei HaRamban, Chelek Aleph, in Maduras Mesada Rav Kook on Omud Reish Lamed Vav, that he says if one person would blow two shayfris simultaneously, says the Ramban, you would not be Yotze because it's Trei Kali Mechad Gavra. And Hazay Paskin to Mishnah Brura also in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Vav Sivkot and Pei Aleph, that if a person would blow two shayfris at the same time, you would not be Yaitza. So to summarize what we have, the Gemara says, Lamaskana, that the way your yaitza with the shofar that's being blown along with the chatzitzus and the mikdash is because, since it's chaviv, yoiv daite v'shama, we declared, if lemaskonas ha-gemara, is that it? That since it's chaviv, so you're able to focus on what you have to hear, and you're able to hear it? Or is it only betziruf the fact, betziruf the svara that the Gemara mentioned earlier, that is trei koli mitrei gavri? And we proved with many rayas that you need the tziruf of trei koli mitrei gavri along with chaviv. First of all, because otherwise, why was it eina oisin yechayla l'shmaya by matan Torah? Secondly, the fact that Rashi says that kail shayfer with kail havara, you're not yaitze. Thirdly, the Hagayis HaShri and Rashi both say lamaskana, they use the l'shaynus of trei koli mitrei gavri, mishtami, so you see that you need trei koli mitrei gavri, even the maskana, and azay is mefurish in the Ramban in the drasha, and that's how the Mishnah Brura paskins that if a person would blow two shayfris simultaneously, he would not be yaitza. Inyan leinyan ba'isay inyan. There's another chakira that one can clear in the halacha of trei koli mishtami by chaviv. Does it mean that you're able to hear both kailis? Or does it mean that you're able to focus on one koil, but not that you can hear both? This is a machlekes rishonim. We mentioned earlier that Rashi on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis says, on this that it says, that if a person heard Teisha Tekiyos, Mites B'nei Adam Ke'echad, Lo Yatza, the girsa that Rashi had was, that if he hears the nine tekiyos at once from nine different people, he's not yaitze. So Rashi says, the pshat in that girsa is, because trei koli lo mishtami. On that Rashi says, v'lav milsahi, d'ha'i kimna trei koli mitrei gavri mishtami. How could you say lo yotza? No, but trei koli mitrei gavri is mishtami. And therefore Rashi says that the proper girsa is that if a person heard Teishat kiyos mites b'nei adam ke'echad, he is yaitze. That means Rashi's saying that if a person heard nine sounds, nine tkiyos from nine people at once, he's yaitze all nine. That means trei koli mishtami means that you could even hear nine kailas all at once, and therefore he's yaitze his tkiyo, trua tkiyo, three times. He's yaitze all of them at one shot. Tosfos argues on Rashi over there. Why? Because you're not hearing the tkiyas ala seder. There's a din that you need by every trua that you need pshuto lefoneo, pshuto leachareha. And over here you're not having that because you're hearing all the sounds biyachad. That means Tosfos didn't have a problem with what Rashi's saying, that how could you hear all nine sounds at once? You could all trei koli mishtami just means that you could hear one. Tosfos wasn't bothered with that. Tosfos also agrees to what Rashi's saying, that you could hear all nine sounds at once, because trei koli mishtami, just Tosfos is saying you have a problem that it shall lay ala seder. And this is also the shita of the Ran in Megillah and Afyud Beis Amid Aleph Bedapei Harif. Then he says mefurish that if trei koli mishtami means that you're able to hear both kailas. However, the Rashban Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis argues on Rashi, and he says that no, trei koli mishtami just means that you're able to hear one of them. And he says, by shofar and chatzitzris, migu dechaviva leyoiv daite v'shamachad minayu. Like we said earlier, that by shofar and chatzitzris, all you have to hear is the shofar, you don't have to hear the chatzitzris. So he's able to focus and zero in on the koil that he has to hear, on the Kol Shofar. Avol hacha shezet toikeya v'zeh meiriya v'zeh toikeya yefshir l'shmaya kulon yachad. But over here, where one person is blowing a tkiya, one person is blowing a trua, one person is blowing a tkiya, and you need all of them, it's impossible to hear all of them together. The Ritva also mentions such a svar on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and also over here on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. So we have a machlekes rishonim, if trei koli Mishtami by chaviva, does it mean that you're able to hear both sounds? Or does it mean that you're only able to hear one? And it comes out in Afkamina Ladina. Because the Mechaber Paskint in Simon Tovkuf Peiches, Sif Gimel, that Shama test kiyos mi test b'nei odom shataku kulam ke'echod, if a person heard 9 tkiyos from 9 people at once, lo yotzo she'ein kan pshuto lefaneha upshuto lachareha, because you don't have a tkiya before and after the trua. So the Sharatzion in Sivkotin Chof Beis is medayik from the Mechaber, that since the only reason why he said you're not yotze is only because it's shaloy ala seder, but he didn't say because you can't hear all the sounds at once. So it's meduyik that the Mechaber holds like the shita of Rashi and Tosfos and the Ran, that trei kali mishtami by chaviv means that you're able to hear both sounds. So lefize, the Mishnah Brura paskins over there in Sivkotin Yud Aleph, what would be if you have 3 people blowing at the same time a tkiya, and then a trua, and then a tkiya? Or nowadays that we have tashrat, and tashat, and tarat, so you have 3 different people blowing all the tkiyas of tashrat, tashat, tarat at the same time. The tkiya at the same time, the shvarim trua at the same time, the tkiya at the same time. It says, according to the shita of the Mechaber, you're yaitza. Because since you heard all of the tkiyas ala seder, although you're hearing the 3 sets of tashrat, and the 3 sets of tashat, and the 3 sets of tarat at the same time, but since trei kali mitrei gavri mishtami means that you're able to hear all the kailas at the same time, so you're yaitza. But he says that there's a yeshaimrim, that even by shayfer, you don't say trei kali mishtami kidei lotzei spishtehem, for lo yotze ala ba'achas mehem. There's a yeshaimrim, which is the shita of the Rashba, and he brings this in the Sharatzin b'shem the Ritva, that trei kali mitrei gavri mishtami just means that you're able to hear one, so you're only going to be yotze one. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins v'ray lahachmir kisvarazu. In the Bir Halacha over there, he adds that according to this daya, what's going to be if a person had in mind to be yotze with all of them at once? He says, in such a case, you won't be yotze any, because the only way you're yotze is only by zeroing in and focusing on one coil. So if you did that, fine. So at least you're yotze one set. But if you have in mind to be yotze with all of them, so that messes everything up, and you're not going to be yotze at all. And with this, the Sharatzion over there in Sivkotin Yud Tes wants to forenfer a shvera Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Shofar, Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, paskins that Shama Teisha Tkiyos Mitisha B'nei Adam Ke'echad Lo Yotza Afilu Yidei Achas. The Rambam says that if a person heard 9 tkiyos from 9 people at once, he's not even yotze one. And the Lechem Mishnah and the Pri Chadash are bothered. Why aren't you yotze at least one? Even if the Rambam doesn't hold like Rashi, that trei kali mitrei gavri mishtami means that you could hear all 9 at once, fine. So you're not yotze all 9. But why aren't you yotze at least one? Trei kali mishtami at least means that you could hear one. So why does the Rambam say lo yotza afilu deyachas? Says the Sharatzion in Sivkotin Yud Tes that we can say that the Rambam means in a case where a person had in mind to be yotza with all 9 at once. And the Rambam will hold like the shita of the Rashba and the Ritva, that trei kali mishtami means that you could only hear one, and therefore that only works if you focused and you zeroed in on one coil. Then you could be yotze with one, but if you had in mind to be yotze with all of them, so then that messes everything up and you're not yotze at all. To summarize, we have a machlekes rishonim, whether when we say trei kali mitrei gavri mishtami by chaviv, does it mean that you're able to hear both kailis, or does it mean that you're only able to hear one? The shita of Rashi, Tosis, and the Ran is that you're able to hear both kailis. The shita of the Rashba and the Ritva is that you're only able to hear one kail. And the nafkamina is, if let's say a person would hear three people blowing tashrat, tashat, tarat, and he hears them all at once, is the yaitza three sets, or is he only yaitza one? And according to the daya that he's only yaitza one, says the Bir Halacha, that's only if he focused and zeroed in on one. But if he's going to have in mind to be yaitza with all of them at once, then he won't be yaitza any, because he can't hear them properly. And with that, the Sharatzin wants to answer what the Rambam means when he says that if you heard nine tkiyos from nine people at once, that you're not even yaitza one. Moving on to the next inyan, the Mishnah says, Shofar shenistak v'dibka is pasul. A shofar that's cracked and he glued it together is pasul. Dibek shivrei shofris, if he glues together broken pieces of shofris, pasul, it's pasul. Rashi explains that the psul of shofar shenistak v'dibka, that it's pasul, is because the havalei kishnei shofris, because it's like two shofris. The Gemara told us on Chavava Med Aleph that Shofar Echad Amar Achmana V'loi Shnayim U'Shleisha Shofris, that the Torah says you have to blow with something that's one Shofar and not something that's two or three Shofris. If the Shofar cracked and you glue it together, it's like two Shofris. Tosfos says that it's Mashma from Rashi that he understood that Nistak means that it totally cracked into two pieces, because if it would still be attached on one side and only be cracked along the length of the other side, that would not be considered two shayfris. So Tosfos asks on Rashi that if shayfris shenistak means that it was totally split into two pieces, so that's the same case as dibek shivrei shayfris. The Mishnah is repeating itself. The Mishnah says dibek shivrei shayfris, if a person glues together broken pieces of shayfris, it's possible. So if Shofar Shenistak is also split completely into two pieces, so it's Hainuhach. The Re'eim on the Smag and the Yom Truah both want to say the same Mahalach to answer up Rashi, that Shofar Shenistak means that the same Shofar cracked into two pieces. And still, even though he was Medabik, the two pieces of the same Shofar together, still it's considered Shnei Shofris. And you don't say that by the fact that he glued it together, it reinstates the original shofar. Dibek shivrei shofris is a case where he took broken pieces from different shofris and he's medabik them together. That's more pashit, that it's considered shnei shofris. So it's not the same case. It's a zu vein tzorach leimar zu ketani. The first, the Mishnah says that even when you have two pieces from one shofar and you glue it together, it's still considered shnei shofris. And ve'ein sarach loimar dibek shivrei shofris, where he was medabik broken pieces from different shofars, that certainly has the psul of shnei shofris. Tosfos argues on Rashi and learns that shofar shenistak means mitzad echad la'arkay al pnei kuloi. It means that it's only cracked on one side along the length, completely down the whole length, but it's still mechuber on the other side. And the psul is, says Tosfos, ulefi she'ein shem shofar alav. It's because it doesn't have a shem shofar on it. The Tosfos Arosh explains that it means that it lost its shem shofar when it was cracked, and the fact that he glued together the two sides with glue will not help to reinstate that original shem shofar. Which l'chayra means, since he artificially put together two parts of the shofar, but it's not a natural shofar, that's not going to be considered, that's not going to bring back the shem shofar. Says Tosfos, v'kol shkein dibek shivrei shofris. Certainly if you have broken pieces of shofris, they lost their shem shofar, and it's not going to help the fact that he's medabik them together to reinstate that shem shofar. The Levush in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Vav Saif Siv Ches explains that the reason why the shofar loses its shem shofar once it's nistak la'arkay al pnei kulay is because shofar is miloshen shveferes. Shofar has to be a tube, and if it's cracked, it's not a tube, so it lost its shem shofar. We just have to bavarn that we mentioned in our previous shiur that there's a machlokes between the Ramban and Tosfos if a person would hollow out a Keren HaTzvi, a person would carve out the horn of a tzvi, would it be kosher or not? The Ramban says that shofar by definition has to be something that has a zachrus and a nakfus, which the Rashba explained because shofar is miloshen shveferes. A shofar has to be a tube. So if the shofar is comprised of an outer shell and an inner bone, and you just take out that inner bone and you're left with that outer shell, so that's a shveferes. It's a natural shveferes. However, if you carve out the Keren HaTzvi, which is an etzem echad, that's not a shveferes. But the Ramban learned up Bidas HaTosis, that Tosis holds, that that would be a good shofar. So wouldn't that imply that Tosis holds that shofar is not Miloshin Shveferis? So how could we learn Tosis by us that ain't shame shofar a love when it has a crack because it's not a shveferis? The Teretz is Pashit. Tosis could also agree that shofar is Miloshin Shveferis. Just Tosfos holds that it doesn't have to be that naturally it's an outer shell with just an inner zachrus, an inner bone that you just remove from it and you're left with that outer shell. Tosfos holds that even if you carve out a Keren HaTzvi, that's also a Shveferes, because now it's a Shveferes. Now it's a tube. But one may ask that if you see that according to Tosfos, even when there's human intervention in the creation of the Shveferes, it still could have a Shem Shofar. So why over here, when it lost its Shem Shofar, when it was Nistak, and then you go and you're Medabek it with glue, why don't you say that the Shem Shofar should be reinstated, even though the human had to artificially put together this Shofar? But why is it different then if you drill a hole in the Keren HaTzvi? The answer is Pashit, that over there by Keren HaTzvi, after you drill the hole, so now Mitzad Teva, you have over here a Shofar. It's purely a natural Shofar. You took out the Kishkis, you took out the inside of the bone, your Misalik, the Mania, that didn't allow you to blow with this bone, and now Mitzad Teva, you're left with a Shofar. But over here, where Mitzad de Teva, it became Ois Shveferes, it wasn't a tube anymore once it was cracked, it's not going to help the fact that you artificially glue it together to reinstate that Shem Shofar. Moving on to the next inyan, the Mishnah says at the top of Chav Zayin Amid Beis, Nikev Visosmai, if the Shofar got a hole and he plugged it up, Im Ma'akev Visatkiya Apostle, if the steamer holds back the original sound of the shofar, meaning that it doesn't sound now like its original sound, so then it's pasul. V'im lav kasher, but if after the steamer, the original koil shofar came back, then it's kasher. The Gemara says, Nikev v'sasmai, bein b'minai, bein sholei b'minai pasul. The Rabbanon say that if it got a hole and he soysim it, whether he soysim it with something that's mimin ha-shofar, or whether he soysim it with something that's not mimin ha-shofar, it's pasul. Rab Nosson Omer b'minai kasher, shalai b'minai pasul. But Rab Nosson says that if he plugs it up with its min, then it's kasher, but shalai b'minai, it's pasul. The Shita of Rashi and the Rambam in Perek Aleph Mehilcha Shofar Halacha Hei, and the Ramban in Melchamos and the Ran is that this, that the Rav Nosson says, B'minai Kasher, is going on where it's not Ma'akiv the Tkiya. The whole Bryce is talking about where it's not Ma'akiv the Tkiya. And even when it's not Ma'akiv the Tkiya, the Tanakhama says that, Bein B'minai, Bein Shalei B'minai Pasol. And Rav Nosson says, B'minai Kasher, Shalei B'minai Pasol. So the Mishnah that said that if it's not Ma'akiv the Tkiya, then it's Kasher, has to be going alibud Rab Nosson. The Gemara says in the first Lashon that b'minai kasher, this that Rab Nosson said, that when it's not ma'akiv the tkiya and you're soysim it b'minai, it's kasher, Rav Yechanan, Rav Yechanan says that you need a third condition as well, of avuhu shenishtaya rubai, that you also need that the majority of the shofar remains. Mechlal, de shaloi b'minai, afapish shenishtaya rubai pasal. So the Gemara is medayik, but if he would be soisim the shofar with something that's not mimina shofar, then even if the rave of the shofar would remain, it's possible. In other words, according to the first lashon of the Gemara, according to these Rishonim, in order for the shofar to be good, you need gimul lemalyusa. You need three conditions. Number one, that after you're soisim the shofar with the plug, it has to be that it's not ma'akiv the tkiya. It brought back the original kol shofar. Secondly, it has to be that the plug was mimin ha-shofar. And thirdly, that the hole was only in a miut of the shofar, but the shofar was nishtaya rubai. The second lashon of the Gemara says, ikud amasni lo ha-seifa. Some learn Rabbi Yechanan on the seifa of Rab Nosson, that shaloi b'minai pasul this, that Rab Nosson said, that even though it's not ma'akiv the tkiya, and you have that condition, but if it's shaloi b'minai, if you associate the shofar with something that's not mimin ha-shofar, it's possible. On that, Rav Yechanan says, v'husha nifchas rubai. That's only if in addition to the fact that he was associate it shaloi b'minai, we also have another grayasa that most of the shofar was missing with this hole. Mechlal, de b'minai, afopisha nifchas rubai kosher. So from there, we could be medayik, that if he was seisimit b'minai, then even though it was nifchas rubai, it's kosher. So according to the second lashon, the only way the shofar is pasul is only if you have a tarti l'reyesa. Of course, we're still talking about that after he was seisim the shofar, it's not makiv the tkiya. That condition you have. But if you have that the stima was shaloi b'minai, and also another reyesa that it was nifchas rubai, that's when it's possible. But if you're missing any of those two reyesas, then it's going to be kosher. So if he soisim the shofar b'minai, even though it was nifchas rubai, and hu adin if he was soisim it shaloi b'minai, but it was nishtaya rubai, then it's going to be kosher. So according to the second lashon of Rabbi Yechanan, as long as you have tarti l'malyusa, the shofar is going to be good. That means you need the condition of einoi ma'akev es hatkiya, but besides for that, you only need one more maila in order for the shofar to be kosher. Either minai, even though it's nifchas rubai, or shalai b'minai, if it's nishtaya rubai. So according to the first lashon of the Gemara, you need gimel l'malyusa to be kosher. And according to the Tzveita Lashon, all you need is a tarti l'malyusa in order to be kosher. Which means the maila of einai ma'akev es hatkiya together with one other maila, either minai or nishtaya rubai. However, the shita of Taisvis and the Rosh in Paragimel Simen Hay and the Balamar is that the machlokes Rab Nosson and the Tanakama is going on where it is ma'akev the tkiya, where the stima is ma'akev the tkiya. The Tanakama says that whether he plugs it up with minoy or shaloi b'minoy, it's possible, like the pashtus of the Mishnah, that where it's ma'akev the tkiya, the Mishnah says it's possible. So the Tanakama holds it's possible b'chol gavni. Rab Nosson oimer b'minoy kosher shaloi b'minoy possible. Rab Nosson says that the Mishnah that said that where it's ma'akev the tkiya it's possible is only by shaloi b'minai. But if he soisim it with minai, then it's kosher even when it is ma'akev the tkiya. On that, Rabbi Yechanan says in the first lashon that this that Rabbi Nosson says that b'minai kosher even when it's ma'akev the tkiya is only when you have another maila that it's nishtaya rubai. But if you're missing any of those two mailas, then it will be possible. So if you're seisimit shaloi b'minai, even if it's nishtaya rubai, it's going to be pasul. And huadin, if you're seisimit b'minai, but it's nifchas rubai, it's also going to be pasul. So according to the first lashon, according to these rishonim, all you need is tarti l'malyusa. It could be that even after the stima, it's ma'akiv the tkiya. But what you need is that the stima should be b'minai, and that it's nishtaya rubai. The second lashon holds ika demasni lo aseifa, that this that Rab Nosson said that where it's ma'akiv the tkiya and it's shaloi b'minoi, it's pasul. On that, Amrav Yechonon v'husha nifchas rubai. It's only if you have all three reyesas. It's ma'akiv the tkiya, and it's shaloi b'minoi, and also it's nifchas rubai. But if you have even chodol amal yusa, mechlal de b'minoi, afa pisha nifchas rubai kosher. If you would have the stimas b'minoi, then even though it's nifchas rubai, so you have that it's ma'akiv the tkiya, and it's nifchas rubai, all you have is chodol amal yusa of minoi, it would be good. And who adin, if the stima would be shaloi b'minoi, but it would be nishtaya rubai, so you have the chodol amal yusa that roiv remained, then it would be kosher. According to this mahalach in the sugya, it comes out that the whole shmuz in the sugya is only talking about where it is ma'akiv the tkiya. But in a case where after the stima it's not ma'akiv the tkiya, then it's kosher even if the stima was shalei b'minai. Lehalacha, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh all say that since we have a machlokes over here between the two lashonos of Rabbi Yochanan, and the first lashon is more machmir than the second lashon, and we're dealing with a deraisa, so they all paskin that we paskin like the lishna kama of Rabbi Yochanan, which is lechumra. Also, the Rosh says b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel that between the machlokes, the Rabbanon and Rab Nosson, we paskin like Rab Nosson, because since Rabbi Yochanan was shakel v'tari ali bay, so we paskin like Rab Nosson. So it comes out lehalacha now that we paskin like the Lishna Kama and we paskin like Rab Nosson. So lehalacha it's tolui in the machlekes rishonim how to learn the sugya. What exactly that means when we say that we paskin like the Lishna Kama Rab Yechonon aliba Rab Nosson, according to Rashi's mahalach in the sugya that Rab Nosson was going on where it's not ma'akiv the tkiya. So the halacha, you need gimel amal yusa, you need enay ma'akiv esatkiya, and nishtaya rubai, and minai. However, according to Taisus mahalach in the sugya, that Rab Nosson is going on where it is ma'akiv the tkiya. And on that, the Lishna Kama of Rabbi Yochanan says that if you have minai and nishtaya rubai, it's good. So it comes out that all you need is Tarti L'mal Yusa. And L'halacha, we have these 2 days brought down in the Mechaber, in Simen Tov Kuf Peivav Siv Zayin. The Mechaber paskins that L'chatchila, you need Gimel L'mal Yusa. But if it's a Shasat Chak, that you don't have another Shefer Matsui, then you could be Machshir either if he Saisim it B'minai, where it's nishtaya rubai, even if it is ma'akiv the tkiya, or if it's not ma'akiv the tkiya, even if he says it shalei b'minoi. But that's klar that you need the tanai of nishtaya rubai. The Mishnah Berurah explains this in Sivkot Lamed Aleph, because if it's not nishtaya rubai shalem, then it's pasul l'kulei alma, because it's batal mimeno the shem shayfer if it's nifchas rubai, and it only became a shofar through the stima. The nimtza d'havi shofar v'davar acher comes out that it's not just a shofar echad, it's shofar v'davar acher, and that's going to be possible.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.